Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Killing Me Softly, a crime fighter series. Last time, Ida was researching what could have caused the lead poisoning of her son Imbachi. She discovered that the company she works for, Simba Metals Refinery, has been using lead in the materials they produce. When she confronted her boss Tonka with this information, he even admitted that the factory dumps lead waste into the river near the village of Dongelamaji. Ida expressed her horror and Tonka promptly fired her as his secretary. As they were arguing, Samia, the widow who lost her husband at the Simba Metals melting facility, showed up unannounced, demanding answers. Let's see where the story takes us in our fifth episode entitled David vs. Goliath. We start where we left off, with Ida, Samia and Tonka in the office.
So let me get this straight, Tonka. You're dismissing me from my job because I now know the truth about this company? Am I right?
No. You don't know anything, Ida. You think you know, but you have absolutely no idea.
Hello? I'm still here. I also want to know the truth.
Will you just shut up? Jeez. What's wrong with you two? We, the company, have done a lot for this community. Who had ever heard of Dongelamaji before the Simba Metals refinery? No one. We brought jobs here. We brought development. We brought investment. We brought civilization.
And you brought poison too. The Simba Metals refinery is killing us softly, and we can't and won't accept that.
My dear Ida, is this supposed to be a threat? Because I'm shaking and trembling in my pants. Go ahead. Tell the world. Let's see if anyone will believe you. Sue me if you can. Let's see each other in court.
Okay, let me start again. My name is Samia Kwake and I'm here
Whatever. Shall I call security to escort the two of you out? I've wasted enough time as it is.
I know the way.
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for you to tell me what or who is responsible for my husband's death.
I already told you. I don't know. Ask the doctors. Now, please, forget my office.
I have another question.
Oh, what is this? Some kind of interrogation? I don't have time for this nonsense. God, can you come to my office immediately? There's someone I need you to escort out of our compound.
Hey, Imbachi, it's good to have you back. Maybe after class we can go for a swim. What do you think?
Class, who can tell me what plants require for photosynthesis?
I don't know, Bambe. I'm still not 100% fit. Hey, what's wrong with your skin?
Anyone? Come on, it's not that difficult.
I don't know, just some rash. It looks ugly, doesn't it? It itches a bit, but apart from that, it doesn't bother me.
And your hair's falling off.
Imbachi!
Huh?
Hey, silence! Silence? Did you hear what I asked?
Kind of. Sorry, Madam Principal. What was the question again?
Why don't you get your deskmate Bambe to help you out? Well, Bambe, what was my question? I don't even need the answer. Just repeat what I asked the class.
The question was about plants. Something about photosynthesis.
Hey, silence. You two, Bambe and Imbachi, I'll see you in my office after class. Is that clear?
But what have I done? Am I going to get punished now for not remembering a stupid question?
Hey, silence, silence. That's it, Imbachi. Out. Get out of my class. Wait for me outside in the corridor.
Mom, what did I do to deserve this?
I said out.
Fellow staff members, may I have your attention, please? Hello? Thank you. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt your lunch break. My name is Aida, and I used to be the managing director's secretary until he fired me today.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Why did he sack me, you may ask? Well, it's because I found out today what this company has been doing all this time. I have a son. He's 15 years old. And the doctors have just discovered that he's suffering from lead poisoning. Listen, please, hear me out. I've done some research on lead poisoning, and one of the major sources of this highly toxic metal is roofing material and lead-based wall paints. Exactly what Simba Metals produces. It's true. Maybe some of you have realized that your workmates, children, or neighbors haven't been well lately. Maybe they've had a lot of headaches, or joint pains, memory loss, loss of appetite, or abdominal pain. These are just some of the symptoms of lead poisoning.
This is all nonsense. Yes. You're not a doctor. Besides, where is this lead poison you're talking about?
The boss, listen, the boss admitted to me that Simba Metal uses lead in its products. And what's even worse, this company dumps its lead waste in the river.
Go to the river. Stop lying. You're just angry because you lost your job.
Yes,
you're right. I'm angry that I've lost my job. But I'm not doing this out of revenge. This is much bigger than me. It concerns us all. Please join me and help protest against this company's environmental pollution.
Protest? Protest? Are you out of your mind? Do you want us to lose our jobs? How do we take care of our families?
Simba Metals has been good to us. It may not be perfect, but we get our wages and we can send our children to school. We cannot bite the hands that feeds us.
I understand. Listen, I understand. But what you need to realize is that lead poisoning is a gradual process. It can be months or years before symptoms start to show. And I've seen that in this company, only a few of the top managers wear protective clothing when visiting the smelter. You should all be wearing it all the time.
I don't have time to listen to this sermon. I'm going back to work.
Please, please, listen to me. Listen, most of you work with hardly any protection at all. You're inhaling lead dust. You're most likely drinking water laced with lead, and your children have been poisoned by the lead paint on your walls. All I'm asking is that you join with me to force the company to change its ways and to get rid of the lead in our environment. Una, wait, please, don't go. This is for your own good. Listen. Oh, my goodness.
The Simba Metals refinery workers leave Aida standing alone in the canteen as we end this fifth episode of Killing Me Softly, a crime fighter series. Will she give up now or continue her fight against pollution? At school, Imbachi got into trouble with the principal because of his behavior in class. What will be the consequences for him? Don't miss the coming episode to find out what happens next. Here's a quick preview of what's waiting for you.
I got a call from Principal Kidenge. She said that you and another boy were rude, undisciplined, and not concentrating in her science lesson.
That's not true, Ma. That teacher just hates me.
She told me you've been suspended for a week with a warning. If you ever disrespect a teacher again, you'll be expelled.
I'm sorry.
For a repeat of this episode, visit our webpage dw.com/crimefighters. You can also join us on our Facebook page and share your comments and opinions. Until next time, bye-bye.